I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Hey, boy.
We're going to talk about B25, possibly B26, and these aren't vitamins you need to supplement your diet with.
Oh, God.
Bond 25.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't have a title yet. This might be the first Cinema Classics wherein we were talking about a movie that hasn't even been made yet.
Well, I know. I'd like to talk about some of the others, too, because I know it's a favorite of yours.
First of all, you remember Danny Boyle was attached to direct the new James Bond movie, and given the fact that he recently directed Yesterday, it's probably good that they fired him.
All right.
He's got a couple of winners in that filmography book.
When you direct Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, that's one.
How bad can that be?
Boyle's out and they bring on this guy, Cary Fukunaga, most famous for directing the first season of True Detective. Everything has gone wrong in this production that could possibly have gone wrong. Daniel Craig broke his ankle. There was a giant explosion that went out of control and hurt a couple people. They accused Cary Fukunaga of showing up to the set late. 3 hours late because he was playing PlayStation. There are a couple of angles out there that say this is a cursed production, blah, blah, blah. When the press picks up on stuff like this, does it spoil the film's chances at being considered on its own terms?
But I think it adds to it. All of this publicity is good publicity, I think. You know, in the end, people will go and they'll say that's slick, that's great Bond. No, it's not Sean Connery. No, I like Roger Moore better. There are always these comparison contrasts. I mean, we're talking 25 iterations of this. This is the fourth largest grossing franchise in the history of the world.
The Marvel Universe is historic. No one's ever kind of tied that many movies together to tell one story this shortly over that short of a period of time.
Right.
But James Bond, no one has done that,
right.
Taken one fictional character and then recast it several times over the course of 40, 50 years, and it still manages
to
capture the imagination of the public.
So I think that people are going to go, people like me, people like our buddy Mark here, who's a bit younger than I, he's looking forward to it. What I'm going to miss is I don't think that the women are as exciting recently as they have been in the past.
Okay.
Maybe it's because of their names. We do have Mary Goodnight, Chew Me. We have Honey Rider. We have Plenty O'Toole.
That's my favorite. Sean Connery asks her what her name is, and she says, Plenty O'Toole, and he says, named after your father, no doubt.
Xenia on a top.
Yeah, yeah. That was Goldeneye.
How about the Christmas Jones?
That was The World Is Not Enough. I'm glad you brought this up because Bond movies with Daniel Craig have moved away from that juvenile
entendre,
misogyny.
Yeah, best exemplified by Roger Moore, who would go over the top all the time with this snarky stuff.
Right.
But for me, nobody has ever equaled Sean Connery.
No.
He is James Bond, and he represents what I think all of us would like to be. Well, what makes it last? Tell me that for you, because you really do know your Bond well.
Mm-hmm.
You, in a sense that your subconscious, you consider yourself a James Bond type.
Yeah, and maybe it's part of the elusive nature of it that we keep chasing it. It's the cultural knowledge that he possesses, the sophistication, right? He knows his food, he knows wine, coupled with his deadliness, sexual appeal, but also this will to succeed for his country. A few seconds in the Bond oeuvre that I think really nails it. One is in Goldeneye, when Pierce Brosnan is driving the tank through Moscow and he's crashing through. He crashes through a wall, then he pops up out of the tank and straightens his tie and then keeps going. Those little moments of grace.
It's years, decades and decades of watching it and enjoying it every time. Perhaps because I grew up in an age when we were afraid of the bomb. We were afraid of annihilation. We were afraid of wars, World War II, Korean War, and so on. A simple solution to this all, which is one human being who could maybe save us all and make us feel good about each other. My granddaughter met Daniel Craig at Barbara Broccoli's office a couple of months ago, and she was thrilled, and he was most gracious. That was my granddaughter, who in her 20s, Barbara Broccoli, introduced her to Craig, who was in the other room, just because she couldn't believe there's a young law student who actually knew who James Bond was.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But that's the generation to generation to generation. And here Alexandra is carrying the torch.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at WCBE.org.